It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, 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 happy Saturday, happy Sunday if you're listening on a Sunday, happy whatever day it is. I mean, you can listen to this stuff down the road. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. I am not the federal government. I'm Jimmy Failey, your radio buddy, welcoming you to another edition of the Fox Across America Game Ball, a ball that is given out every week to the guest who has the most positive impact on my broadcasting experience. That's the best way to put it. It's usually either the person I enjoyed the most or the person that enlightened me in a way that got me to sit here thankful for the knowledge I had soaked up and say like a little prayer of thanks for all of my good fortune in this moment. That goes on with me. I'm like a prisoner of the moment. I'm always like living in my head because my life is so crazy right now, man. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it in a good way. This is a really wild time to be me. And I try to tell you that all the time because it's, you know, my progress is absolutely positively yours. I mean, especially you who is tuning in on the aforementioned Saturday or Sunday or the whenever the hell you're doing this. That's loyalty, baby. I'd give you a cut of the money they're paying me if I actually got paid for this gig. But that's another story for my agent to deal with. But this week, the game ball goes not one, but two people. I had done Outnumbered on Friday. Some of you might have saw it. Some of you might not have. Whatever. You're dead to me. But when we watched the Outnumber conclusion and we saw the promo for Fox Across America, and I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get up to the studio and do some radio. Harris Faulkner and Lara Trump were like, I'm coming. And they came and I brought them into the studio and we just went live at the top of the second hour of the show with guests who weren't actually scheduled to be on the show and just gave you some real insight into what the process of working at Fox News really is. And I say this on the air a lot and I wish I could share it more than I do. It's so unique to work here in that it's a fun house. I know you think of all the political people and the political positions and the pontificating and everything in between, but the people here are just fun. We're always laughing and joking and talking about our outfits that we're wearing on camera and just silly stuff about pop culture and what's going on in the world and just like interpersonal, like basic, decent humanity. There's so much of it here at Fox, and I promise you, and it's one of the reasons I'm always so thankful, there's really just not a more unique or cooler place to work on Earth than where I work. And I do mean that. So I don't know. Maybe you want to work here. Apply. I don't know what to tell you. It's a great place to be. And trust me, if I could be here getting a gig, oh my goodness, you could be running the place by the end of the week if I could be here with a gig. But the point is, this segment with Harris Faulkner and the great Lara Trump touches on a little bit of politics, yeah, a little bit of Fox stuff, and a lot of just personal prosperity. When I mean personal prosperity, I actually just mean fun. At one point, I do believe one of these people starts rapping. My memory's a little foggy, but it was a great hang. So without further ado, I will quit rambling and present the game ball to Harris Faulkner and Lara Trump. Right now, I just got off the Outnumbered couch. The door has swung all the way open. You talk about an embarrassment of radio riches in no particular order. Wow. Lara Trump to my right. Harris Faulkner, to I believe her left. I'm a little discombobulated. There's a lot of firepower coming my way.
If she's to your right, then I'd have to be to her right.
I suck at this.
It's a circle, dude.
This is not good.
Have you ever had a checkup?
Apparently, I need one. We just got off the Outnumbered couch. It was fantastic. I mean, the guy in the middle was a little nuts, but we had a good time.
We had a great time.
Happy Friday, you two, first and foremost.
Happy Friday.
I'm really just giving our listeners a chance to make sense of what's going on here. You know what I mean? I'm just
they're coming to after that. They're really everybody
wait,
fell
happened?
Out and now they're coming back.
Harris is here, Lara's here, Jimmy. There's a whole it's a whole to do, but yes, happy Friday. We're all in a good mood. We had I thought this is like the kiss and cry room. You know, after they do their gymnastics routine, they sit with the coach and they watch the scores come up. What does the Swedish judge give us? What do you think we got?
Out of 10,
yeah.
12.
Whoa!
Easily
confidence.
12.
I love it.
You know, I have a world champion in my family, USAIGC World Gymnastics in June.
Oh, wait, yeah.
This is definitely not the crying room. We are celebrating after she got a silver and two bronze.
Uh-huh.
We were out of the park. In fact, the judges right now are drinking.
They've
never seen anything quite like Outnumbered.
Yeah,
they were like,
away.
We give them a gold, I need
people
a Moscow
weeping.
Mule.
Yeah, a dog licked a mailman. They made peace. Like, we really changed the world.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to compete. My son is also a world champion in Madden on Xbox. It's not quite
Aww,
real competition.
That's very sweet.
Take it where you can get it.
But we're
you know?
Here. It is a Fox Across America power hour, or at least a power 10 minutes
you know
anyway.
What? I learned this hour, though.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Trump is your kryptonite.
Oh, no.
Like, you she's got these one-liners on you.
She's
I don't
great.
Even know
what?
If you're
Well, because she comes on the show and she has a lot of dirt on me. That's the
it's
thing.
True. Oh.
So it took everything. We did a very touching memorial to your mother-in-law, the late, great Ivana Trump. And I, if you noticed, I didn't say a word. I just smiled and nodded and clapped for every nice thing said because I didn't want to corrupt it because you and I take a lot of shots at each other.
We love it.
And I wanted to be like, oh, if she can get through Lara's karaoke, you know, she could survive Czechoslovakia for all those years. But I didn't want to do it. I tried to take the high ground.
Well, I appreciate that. But And I will say my karaoke voice has been pretty bad. I've had a throat issue. So for everybody waiting for me, today's not the day. We're not going to do it today.
But whatever reason, I don't know why everyone is singing in this building. Harris, you can weigh in on this. The other night, I was guest hosting Kennedy. Shannon Bream came on and sang. She sang. I don't know if this is common for Shannon Bream, but she has some chops. My question, Harris
She
Faulkner,
does have a pretty voice.
She has a very pretty voice. Should we have like an internal reality show, like, you know, like an America's Got
but
Talent?
But you already
should we
have a know what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my favorite.
What do you want to do?
I want to have karaoke for like everybody brings a guest and it's got to be somebody big. You know, so I would bring you, Laura.
Oh my God, stop. I love this. I was going to say I'd bring
and
my father-in-law, but okay.
I was going to say, you're kind of cheating. You're going to bring Donald Trump.
I think this is a good platform because while I love television, I love radio too. And I do think that there's an intimacy in radio.
Yeah.
And that if you have a powerful, beautiful voice like Shannon Bream
and
you surprise people, it's even more so because they're in a box. Usually people are in their car.
Yeah,
like it's a very intimate listening space. I will say this. There are some people who could just show up and not even sing. Mm-hmm. So we would have to have like a visual, like the radio, but online.
Yeah, we probably got some jugglers and weird stuff. Well, the Fox Nation
cameras.
I don't know
if you know this, but Laura rolls in a lot of sequins. Sparkles.
Oh, so my shoe?
Down to her tennis shoes,
There's
right?
a lot of swag.
So now, look at that.
Stop it. What is that?
I'll be putting these on momentarily.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just saying that whether she sings really wouldn't even matter. We need her blank.
What did Shannon Bream sing?
I'll get there. Harris Faulkner in studio. Harris Faulkner in studio, along with Lara Trump, who has apparently come from a Liberace estate sale. Nice shoes.
Thank you. Hope it went well.
I hope you didn't pay too much. I hope he gave them to you. Shannon Bream, I had jokingly referred to her as the wind beneath my wings.
Aww.
And she sang Wind Beneath My
How
Wings.
Sweet
but she sang
that.
It well. Like she sang it better than Bette Midler would probably sing it. I was genuinely impressed.
And where do we find this? Days.
I'll post the clip online. Mike, you might even have that clip somewhere. You might have it because it's all right. We'll post it. I might send it your way.
What is your karaoke jam?
Yep, let's go.
So I think Jimmy could weigh in on this. You know that I'm not shy about getting down with Tupac, Biggie. I don't play
Wait
East
a minute.
Or West Coast.
Rap and karaoke, I love. Yes.
Can you give us a little?
At my wedding, there was no television screen that with the words on it. I just grabbed the mic at the after party and just went for it. Yeah.
Because beer.
I don't know.
I'm kidding. Hey, can I give you a Lara Trump fun fact? This is how much I know.
That was a lot.
No, but it gets at her wedding. I'll give you another one. And I was not there, even though I'm dressed most of the time like I might have been waiting tables at her wedding. I was not there. But can we confirm for the radio listeners that the song Africa played a prominent role
that
by Toto?
Was my wedding song. That's what Eric and I did our first dance to.
Africa.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
Can you
give us a little... On the microphone?
No, don't you.
What do we want? What do you want? Let me welcome everybody to the wild, wild west. The state that's untouchable like Elliot Ness. The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. I won't go any further than that because it gets really dirty.
Yeah, it does. I was like, wait. Okay, we got to the slug
Paris
to the
was
chest.
Nervous.
What are we doing now?
Sweating.
Lara Trump, heretofore known as Dr. Dre.
Wait. Let me be President Biden for a minute. Fist
oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to go there.
Fist bump,
I was going to go there. So you didn't
that
see
was
this.
Good.
That was dope.
Thank you.
That was dope. That was dope. I don't know who I am in the arrangement because I obviously want Harris to live a long, prosperous life, so I don't want to make her Tupac. But I think I have to be Suge Knight. Look at me. I'm more of the Suge Knight.
Have
so
to.
I'm Suge. That makes you Tupac.
I don't know.
That makes you Dre.
I'm okay with that.
Well, you're going to have much nicer headphones at the end of this interview
That's
if you're Dre.
That's true. I know.
Your name's going to be on them. Why can't I be some DLG?
Oh, the Snoop Dogg of cable
That's
news,
true.
Harris
yeah.
Faulkner. And not just because I'm getting a contact high offer. I kid. Harris, we talked, you guys fist bumped. The audience didn't see this, but we should discuss this in jest. So Biden gets out of the limo, because this is what the top of my hour, the first hour of my show was about today, Biden going to meet MBS and about the optics and, you know, in between. So Biden gets out of the limo and fist bumps the crown prince. Now, is there a world, we didn't discuss this end of it on Outnumbered, but is there a world where he's just fist bumping anybody he sees?
Well, like, not without weed. Sorry.
He's shaking hands with invisible people. Why not start fist bumping?
That's what I said.
Literally any, the thin air. I don't know.
That's what I said. We're mad that he fist bumped, Ben Salmon. I'm like, at least somebody was there. I mean,
that's
holy
true.
Heck.
I just don't understand him. Mm. I mean, this is this is a guy, Crown Prince, who is accused of multiple killings, mm-hmm. not the least of which included our American columnist, Jamal Khashoggi, yeah. which we found out that the president wasn't going to talk about with him. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything was off the table. It's like they had picked an exclusive interview with the Crown Prince, mm-hmm. and then the interviewee's ex-wife called and redid the negotiated deal on the interview and said, you can't ask him about this, this, that, or the other. Uh-huh. I mean... Yeah. I guess she in that scenario would do it for cash. Yeah. I don't know what has happened on the plane on Air Force One moments before during the Faulkner focus. We found out that, yeah, he's not really going to ask for oil. He's going to let OPEC do that. Okay, so the one reason you really went to the Middle East, they've rebuffed you on.
Yeah.
So now you're not even going to talk about oil. So they had to fist bump because I think they were maybe going to do some karaoke off camera. Like, what's on the schedule now?
They drove. This is like you drove. Imagine in the movie Vacation if they drove all the way to Wally World, but they don't like to go on rides.
Yeah.
No, we're just going to go. We like the moose out front. It's going to be great.
It's
this is
just
crazy.
So embarrassing for America. And I think you brought this up on Outnumbered, Jimmy. It makes us look so weak because you have Joe Biden – not too long ago saying, I'm going to hold this guy accountable. Yeah. I'm going to take it to him. And then he's there fist bumping him. So which one is it? But it's the same thing that we continue to see from this president. He says one thing, he does another. It's all bad for America. It's such a shame. And we wouldn't even need to be there. Apparently, Harris not asking for help with oil, which, again, was the whole point,
weird.
I guess. If we actually just kept the pipelines open here, allowed drilling here, and allowed America to be energy independent. But I digress.
Now, I'm talking to
only
Lara
Donald
Trump.
Trump doing it.
How about it? I'm talking to Lara Trump. I'm talking to Harris Faulkner. Again, I've said this to you before. You say Donald Trump. I really would take Barron Trump. I would. Barron Trump, if you're listening, I know you know Lara. Okay, and quite well. I know kids his age played a lot of Fortnite. They're probably better at foreign policy than Joe Biden. Fortnite, you travel the world, you do Call of Duty. I'm just saying, you don't need to co-sign either of these campaigns. But I was watching someone earlier before we came on the air. I was kind of reading up on this and flipping channels. And Harris, I keep hearing people say, Biden's got a couple of cards in this meeting with MBS. The only card he has is the cheat sheet in his hand telling him what his name is. Do we have cards?
No, we don't have cards. And as Mark Thiessen, former senior White House member for the staff of President George W. Bush, told me today, we don't have any leverage either. Mm-hmm. General Jack Keane had a whole list of things he wanted to do. We both doubted that would be on any card. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole lot that goes wrong before apparently he even gets off the plane when they have to start making announcements and readjusting expectations. But that readjustment isn't just for us. It's for our allies. I really feel bad for Israel in this whole picture.
Yep.
Like, I mean, not to get too geopolitical on Fox Across America, but,
but it's true.
But it is, it's really embarrassing.
Here's my analogy.
Laura is right about this. This is embarrassing that we can't send our guy who's supposed to represent the strongest place on earth to be, and he goes in there like a weakened fighter and says, no, don't punch me. Let's fist bump gently.
So bizarre. The Israel thing, really quick. It's so crazy to me that he's over there giving a speech about his commitment to protecting Israel while openly courting Iran. Imagine I give you a speech where I go, I'm here to make sure nobody badmouths Johnny Depp. That's why I'm giving Amber Heard the right to host my show this week.
Or you're giving Amber Heard $150 billion Biden and Obama did.
Oh,
I
know, man.
I wonder what that was like for Israel whenever he got off the plane. And they're like, well, here's the guy who gave our enemy all this money. It just, none of it makes any sense. And again, whether we're talking about Saudi Arabia, whether we're talking about Israel, it's also hypocritical. Yep. I don't know what his real position is because he just kind of flops around all the time.
It's a mess, but I'm going to go to bring it full circle. Dr. Nicole Sapphire, who did an expert job on the show today with us, she has suggested on my air that we do a karaoke event called Karaoke, where we changed the lyrics woke. So Man Eater by Hole & Oates is now Them Eater. You know what I mean? Oh, here they come. Watch out, Zier. They'll
you
chew
know
you up.
Weird?
They're
it
a Them Eater.
It sounds nasty, though, when you change it.
Can you pull up woke rock for them? Just sit still. You guys listen through this and you're out of here. Give him one
terrible.
Second.
Here we go.
This is what... Hold on before you play it.
This is where we're headed.
This is what the identity politics gender movement would do to pop culture. Okay? Justin's going to cue it up.
You.
Take your time, Justin. You just tell me when you're ready. Here it is.
Introducing Woke Rock, the gender-neutral album that's got everyone coming to terms.
Uptown person, they've been living in their uptown world. I bet they never had a backstreet partner.
12 inclusive anthems everyone can live by.
Non-binary woman, stay away from me. Non-binary woman, parent let me be.
Music so good, it's dangerous.
Oh, here they come. Watch out, Zier, they'll chew you up. Oh, here they come. They're a Them Eater.
Woke Rock. Available on college campuses and corporate boardrooms everywhere.
Your birthing person don't dance and your parent don't rock and roll.
We've never sold a copy, but we identify as number one on the charts.
Like, do you want to get out of bed one day?
That's pretty much where we're headed.
I know. Like, I'm always trying to make the case on the simplest terms. America, if you're listening, do you want that on your radio? And we're not denying anybody their right to exist, but we also have to protect the right to exist of good music. That's
I
all
mean,
I'm asking for here.
Let's try. I mean, at the very least, we should try to do that. And I feel like I've said this to you before, Jimmy. The problem I have with all of this is it's all grammatically incorrect.
Yes!
Okay? I am such a grammar stickler, and I'm going to shout out to my dad on this because he used to correct me. Often at the dinner table, I'd be in the middle of a story to have to correct me. But this is, it's like torture. Not only does it sound ridiculous, but it's grammatically incorrect, all of it. The you're calling a singular person they. That's two people. What are we doing, America?
I'm keeping score over here, America.
I love that. And one of the reasons why I love that so much is because we are willing to become less than to become what? More?
I
don't know what they think that we will be if we don't use proper English and pronouns and things to identify singularity or plural or whatever. We can't even teach our kids English. And by the way, I said this on the air recently, the first words that our babies learn are mama and dada.
Gosh, it's so true.
That's crazy.
So now... You know, if I had to start momhood all over the place, and my kid refused to say mama, like my first baby, everything was dad, dad, dad. She wanted water.
That's
dad,
always
dad,
the
dad,
way.
Dad,
yeah.
dad,
that's
dad,
how
dad,
they
dad.
Do you.
So I really had to earn the right to be called mama. And now I would have to teach little Bella birthing parent.
Oh my gosh. Very easy.
Do you know what that would mean? We'd all be dada.
Thank you.
She would never get there.
Well, on my side, as a person with the capacity for pregnancy, I have some empathy. Girls, this was amazing. No, we have to go in a second because I have a hard break. But if you want to put an exclamation point on
it, you could.
I just want to say I love you both. This is amazing.
Thanks
love
for letting
that.
Me crash,
Let's do it again.
Laura.
It was
this,
no,
this
it,
was
it,
you.
This, no, I appreciate you crashing. I can't deal with her alone. This was very helpful, Harris.
Helpful
I owe you
her.
Big. That's gonna do it for the old game ball. I do have to go get some rest. I did like 127 TV hits this week. Hosted Kennedy. I actually won on Tucker Carlson's final exam. Finally! It's been done! I won! Shout out to Dagan McDowell. She was so fun to play with and work with, and Tucker's always great. And if you missed any of those TV hits, they're all on the Fox Across America Facebook page. But I don't care what you do now. I gotta get out of here, dude. I haven't slept since I was 27 years old. I'm like 44. Good talk, everybody.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in free-fall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.